Welcome to On My Walk, a reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, on my walk, I'm thinking about awkward sons. Now, I picked this up as I read Waterloo, The History of 4 Days, 3 Armies, and 3 Battles. It's the novelist Bernard Cornwell's only work of nonfiction. And if you haven't read it, do yourself a favor and get this book. The Wall Street Journal says, with historical accounts like this, who needs novels for excitement? And I could not agree with them more. It's fascinating. So I'm reading Cornwell's preface. I'm just 10 pages in, and already I'm starting to bookmark a clip and highlight pages. Listen to this clip, and then let's talk a little bit about awkward sons.
Napoleon had dominated Europe, but there was one enemy he had never met and whom he had never defeated, and that was the Duke of Wellington, whose military reputation was second only to Napoleon's. He had been born Arthur Wesley, the 4th son of the Earl and Countess of Mornington. The Wesley family were part of the Anglo-Irish aristocracy, and Arthur spent most of his youth in Ireland, the country of his birth, though most of his education was at Eton, where he was not happy. His mother, Anne, despaired of him. "I don't know what I shall do with my awkward son Arthur," she complained. But the answer, as for so many younger sons of the nobility, was to arrange a commission in the army. And so began an extraordinary career as the awkward Arthur discovered a talent for soldiering. The army recognized that talent and rewarded it. He first commanded an army in India, where he won a series of astonishing victories. Then he was recalled to Britain and entrusted with the small expeditionary army that was trying to keep the French from occupying Portugal. That small army had grown into the mighty force that liberated Portugal and Spain and invaded southern France. It had won victory after victory. Arthur Wellesley, the family had changed the surname from Wesley, had become the Duke of Wellington, and was recognized as one of the 2 greatest soldiers of the age. Alexander I, the Tsar of Russia, was to call him le vainqueur du monde, the conqueror of the world's conqueror. And the world's conqueror, of course, was Napoleon.
The Tsar of Russia called the Duke of Wellington the conqueror of the world's conqueror, and the world's conqueror was, of course, Napoleon. But Arthur Wesley's mama didn't see the conqueror of the world's conqueror when he was growing up. She just saw an awkward son. And I suspect the same could be said of Napoleon, who was born the same year as the Duke of Wellington. Cornwell writes of Napoleon's unpromising birth. He was christened Nebulian Bonaparte, a name that betrays his Corsican origin. His family, which claimed noble lineage, was impoverished, and the young Nebulian immigrated to France, Frenchified his name, and joined the army. And yet from that inauspicious start, he became the world's conqueror. And if we're going to talk about awkward sons, we most certainly have to talk about Winston Churchill, who was awkward as a youth and every bit as unpromising as the Duke of Wellington or Napoleon. So I'm listening to Cornwell, and my aha moment was this. Great parents know that awkwardness doesn't cancel out aptitude. It simply conceals aptitude. Now, great parents, they don't ignore awkwardness, but they see past the awkwardness to the promise and potential in their children. They remember that they too were once awkward, but they grew out of it, and so will their kids if they're nurtured and not ignored. Great parents know that quiet can become great contemplation, that fat can give way to lean, that scribblings can become art, that loud can become leadership, that bossiness can become boldness, that weakness can become power. Great parents know that awkwardness doesn't cancel out aptitude, it simply conceals aptitude. So they look past the awkward to the aptitude. And this goes for leaders too, because leaders who develop other leaders always see beyond what someone is today to what they can be tomorrow. You know, almost 40 years ago, I was in my father-in-law's business. I was there to see his daughter, my girlfriend at the time, probably to take her out to lunch. I remember looking through the plate glass window of his office and seeing a hand-drawn caricature of an awkward young person with this caption beneath it, God don't make no junk. Now, great parents and great leaders, they know that. They live by the truth of Psalm 139:14, which says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hey, when it comes to your children, your grandchildren, or some emerging leader, are you, like the Duke of Wellington's mother, only seeing the awkward? Look past the awkward to the aptitude. Try it today. I mean, take a moment and reflect on one so-called awkward person in your sphere of influence and concentrate on the aptitude God has hidden within. God don't make no junk. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made, which means that even the most awkward can reach amazing heights. So be that amazing parent, that amazing grandparent, that amazing friend, that amazing leader who looks past the awkward and nurtures the aptitude within. Well, that's my thought on my walk with Bernard Cornwell's Waterloo. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life. And as I wrap up this podcast, let me encourage you to stop over at onmywalk.com. We've got a brand new book review up on Waterloo. You can read it, check it out, order it, and learn more from Bernard Cornwell. Again, a fascinating read and one you definitely want to pick up.